Recently, as Pope Benedict XVI continued with his global crusade of boosting the Roman Catholic Church, he took his message of Roman dogma to the Czech Republic. As is his normal practice on such visits, a massive open-air mass was organised. It's estimated that 120,000 people packed a field beside an airport for what was expected to be the largest turnout of his trip. A Vatican spokesman said it was the largest turnout for a mass in the history of the Czech Republic. During his address, the Roman Pope had this to say: "History has demonstrated the absurdities to which man descends when he excludes God from the horizon of his choices and actions." No doubt he was referring to those outside the Roman Catholic Church. But a careful examination of his words indicate that they are perfectly suited to the situation within the Roman Catholic Church. And I say that for this reason: that church, having departed from the Word of God and elevated the traditions of the Fathers, has descended into absurd beliefs and behaviour. Think of it, what could be more absurd than claiming Christ is re-offered in the Mass, that the wafer and wine actually become the body and blood of Christ? Remember, the scriptures plainly teach that Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many, and that this man, speaking of Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Yet Rome teaches that at every Mass Christ is re-offered. What could be more absurd than claiming the priests and popes of Rome can forgive sin, when it clearly states in the Word of God that no man can forgive sins but God only? A sinner, like a pope, like a priest, cannot forgive the sin of another sinner. What could be more absurd than claiming Mary deserves our worship? Mary was a blessed virgin. I have no desire to reject what the Bible teaches about Mary, but the Bible does not teach that Mary was sinless. Rather, it reveals that she acknowledged and rejoiced in God as her Saviour. She worshipped the Lord, and is not to take his place in our worship. What could be more absurd than claiming that purgatory is real and that souls can only be released on the whim and fancy of a pope when a certain amount of money has been paid? Let's not forget that the Bible only speaks of heaven and hell. There is no halfway house, not even the money-spinning doctrine of Rome's purgatory. What can be more absurd than praying to the saints? Rome has built a whole system of prayers to dead saints. What they fail to mention is that the only case in the Bible of a person praying to a saint is recorded in Luke 16, and it involves a man who was in hell and whose prayer was not answered. Not much of an incentive to pray to the saints. I could go on and on and on, but it's obvious that when religions depart from the Word of God, as the Roman Catholic Church has, all kinds of absurdities follow. What's the answer to this? Forget the teachings of the Roman Church and any other false system and consider and obey the plain message of the Gospel. Christ is the answer. He is the only one who can meet the spiritual needs of sinners. Salvation is not in a church, either the Roman Church or a Reformed Church. Salvation is in Christ. Though he was God, he became man, the eternal God-man, the sole mediator between God and man, and Christ alone can save the soul. Sinners do not need more religion, more dogmas, more traditions, more absurdities. They need Christ as he is freely offered in the Gospel. May the Church of Christ be busy preaching up the Lord Jesus, for as he is preached, he will draw men unto himself.